Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We're so glad that you could join us today on the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. My wife always says, you didn't say be sad in it, said be glad in it. Hallelujah. So that's what we choose to do. We're going to be glad in this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And again, we are the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, Lakeland, Florida. Amen. And we are so blessed to be on the air with all of you. Praise God. Amen. And we honor our God on today. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. We honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our Savior, our Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way on today. Hallelujah. In our lives, we thank you.
Amen.
We bless the Lord for, amen, our founder, Chief Apostle Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International
amen.
Ministries Incorporated. In Baltimore, Maryland, headquarters, praise God. We bless the Lord for everybody. I bless the Lord for my lovely wife, amen, co-pastor Rhonda White, amen. And we thank God for all those that are standing with Apostle Ogburn in the One Church, Pastor Mary Williams. We thank God for Elder James and Minister Smith, Yvette Smith, and we thank God for Brother Ty and Prophet Loretta and just all the saints of God there, each and every one of you, we bless the Lord. Amen. For all the pastors, praise God. Amen. Apostle Terry, Pastor Johnson, it is just everyone. Amen. All the family of God there. Amen. And all the number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida, we bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are just so blessed to be a part of what God is doing today. Amen. And we bless the Lord for everybody, all the saints of God that join in and bless God with us. We thank God for you all as well. Amen. We are blessed, and we say that because our King is a living King. Hallelujah. We are blessed, and we are just so wonderfully kept by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is our power and our strength and leads us and guides us in God's truth. So this time that we're living in, although we know there just some abominable things that have happened. We know that there's never been a time like the time that we're living in to be able to proclaim the name that's above every name, to tell every man, woman, boy, and girl about Jesus. Hallelujah. The Christ, the living Savior. Hallelujah. That John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. This living Word, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And he was God and with God. And everything that was made by him, and not anything that was made wasn't made by him. It all was made by him, through him, for him. Amen. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. We our heart, felt condolences and prayers are going out to those families. I'm in Texas with our babies that were just brutally shot down, and those teachers and those families were grieving. Our prayers are going to those families, and we encourage everyone to take a moment, some time, and just go before the Lord in prayer for those families. They're grieving, they're hurt, they don't have the answers, to their questions, and especially saying, you know, from, you know, from the world point of view, and what can be done, what, you know, should be done, why did this happen, and only the Lord will be able to comfort them. So please, let's pray for them. Amen. And we say that to say that the times that we're living in, although there are many things that are not right, there are many things that are not good, there are some wonderful things, and that's what we have to hold on to. And if we keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, then and what his word says and what he says to us as the living word in the written word, he tells us to, you know, to take on the mind of Christ. He tells us, the word tells us, to think on those things that are lovely and that are pure. If there be any virtue, think on those things. Praise God. So we encourage everyone to do that so that we can see the beauty of God's holiness even in the times that we live in. And know also that God in his wonderful wisdom, amen, knew that because of sin, it affected this entire world, and not only the people in it, but the system of the world. And so as we live in a fallen world, so that's why these types of things can happen even under the ultimate rule of our awesome, wonderful God, because sin is still prevalent. Hallelujah. But Jesus is the cure for that, and he is the remedy. And we want to encourage everybody today to get, hallelujah, tied up, wrapped up, tangled up in Jesus, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, can be kept, be saved, be revived, be renewed, be delivered, praise God, be blessed, hallelujah, by the King of Kings, the King of the universe, hallelujah. All power, all authority is given unto Jesus, amen, and he loves you so. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. God loves us. Jesus, our Savior, our kinsman redeemer, he loves us. Hallelujah. And he demonstrated that love by leaving his glorious estate in heaven. He stepped out of eternity into time, came, hallelujah, to be triumphant. Hallelujah, but came as a baby and grew, hallelujah, in blessings and in favor with God and with man, hallelujah, withstood all the mockery, all the whippings and beatings, and lived a sinless, holy life, and guess what? To be able to save us. He gave up that natural part of him, that natural life. He died on the cross to pay our sin debt. Hallelujah. But he rose again with all power. Hallelujah. So take joy, take heart in that, that Jesus has won the victory. Hallelujah. That we couldn't win for ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you what, and so when we see these things, and also know that he warned us that in this life, perilous times are going to come. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. And so the Word of God lets us know that perilous times are going to come. The Word of God lets us know that there will be trials, situations, tribulation in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. But we would be able to overcome it, amen, being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, amen, residing in us, we would be triumphant. Hallelujah. We would be able to live this life successfully, amen, being able to be victors and living, amen, not just existing from one moment to the next, not just toiling through, but living in victory. Hallelujah. And God wants that for us. Praise God. Amen. if we look at today, amen, we want to encourage everyone to just take a moment and let's look at Romans chapter 8, amen, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, Romans 8, 28, amen. Hallelujah. Word of God lets us know, amen, that we are part of the greatest family, the greatest community, good God Almighty, hallelujah, that the world has ever known, hallelujah. We of the family of God, hallelujah, and that's why the scripture opens up and it says, and we know, hallelujah. Who is the we? The body of believers in Christ Jesus know that all things work together for good to them that love God, hallelujah. See, there's some prerequisites, hallelujah, that will love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So when we see these things that are happening in the world, and there's some beautiful things that are happening, there's some compassionate people, amen, that are, amen, full of the love of God, full of the power of God, amen, and are just wonderfully blessed and living the fullness of God, amen, hallelujah, and are showing the love of God, and even in the midst of all of these wonderful things, yes, there are tragic things that are happening, and we saw that the other day. We saw that with the people that were shot down, gunned down at the convenience store, I believe it was. And so we see these things, but know that even though those things are not good, God can work things together for our good. Amen. If for those that love God and who are called according to his purpose, hallelujah, amen. So we have to understand that is a wonderful, wonderful, amen, scripture, the word of God that we can hold on to. We bless God, amen, for his wonderful blessing, amen. And that word that we can hold on to. No, not every situation is good. It would be ludicrous to tell someone that all these things are good things. They're not. Amen. And it'll never be good to murder people. It'll never be good for our babies to be murdered in such a way. Never. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, with his mighty love, amen, hallelujah, he can work together those heinous things, amen, and touch our lives in such a way that he can bring the good out, hallelujah, out of the terrible situations. He can bring the good out of those difficult times, amen, in our lives. He can bring the joy. He can bring the peace where there seems like there could never be any peace. So that's why, as the church, as the body of believers in Christ Jesus, amen, hallelujah. But maybe there's families, amen, and they're grieving and they're hurting right now, hallelujah, from all the tragic things that are happening, praise God, in our country and around the world. And we as the body of believers in Christ Jesus, we as the church of the living God, amen, we have to stand up and proclaim the name of Jesus and allow the love of God to shine through us, amen, and allow the anointing of God to destroy the yokes of this heavy burden that's on the lives of people, to be able to encourage them with the love of God, hallelujah, so they can get the peace that they need. They can get, amen, hallelujah, the heart fix that they need. They can get, hallelujah, through this deepest, darkest time in their lives. Hallelujah. They can see the love of God. Hallelujah. How are they going to see it? They're going to see it through you and I. Amen. They're going to see it. Amen. They're going to see it through us. They're going to see it through the body of believers that truly know that we are the church of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are Jesus' church. Hallelujah. We are his arms, his hands, his feet. Amen. We're going to wrap our arms around, hallelujah, those ones. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe, amen, whatever area of the country that you're listening to us in, amen, you might not be in Texas. You might not be where the other situation happened or many of the other things that are happening in our country and around the world. Amen. But I love, amen, that love of God can go out, hallelujah, and touch the lives of people everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So take courage, take heart. Let's stand up, church. Let's stand up and demonstrate the mighty power of God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? I know that we're right now speaking to people all over the country that are listening in to this Blog Talk Radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith, amen, that have been through some things, some hard things, some tough things, and Jesus brought you out. Jesus brought you through. Amen. So allow that, amen, that anointing, allow that, that you know to be transferred, hallelujah, to the lives of people everywhere, amen, in your sphere of influence, amen, around your circle. You may not be able to hug those families with those babies, amen. If you're in that area listening in Texas, amen, hallelujah. Let them know that you love them, that you care, and that you're there, hallelujah. And let's be consistent, because many times, after a few days, you know, those people are still lonely. They're still hurting. Amen. Avail ourselves to be available to the hurting, people that feel hopeless, to let them know there is hope. There's hope in Jesus. And do it with compassion, not to pull yourself up with your bootstrap sermon. Amen. But let them know with compassion and love. Amen. That Jesus loved them. He is the hope. And you do that sometimes not by even saying so much, but by just being there and showing the love and showing the care and sometimes crying with them if they need to cry and listening when they just need to talk and hallelujah and bearing them up when they're angry and they just maybe just need to let it out. Hallelujah. We have to be rooted and grounded enough in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to be able to bear up our brothers and our sisters in this time. Hallelujah. In the times that we live in. So they can see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So they can, amen, find a peace in the midst of these devastating situations that they're going through. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God had someone there like that for us. Hallelujah. Because we've been through some things. We're going through some things, some tough times. Amen. And we know that Jesus is our answer. Hallelujah. He is the hope of glory. He is our hope. Hallelujah. So we want you to be sure, 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 so sure. Hallelujah, that Jesus is the answer. We want you to be able to be blessed, be healed, be revived, be delivered. Whatever you need, Jesus has it. We want to encourage you today on that. Hallelujah. We want to let you know that the love of God, that transforming love, that transforming power, the anointing that destroys every yoke that tries to bind us up, take us into a dark place, leave us there, that anointing is in Jesus Christ, and he will provide it to you. His grace and his mercy is sufficient. Hallelujah. He will do it for you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's done it before. He would do it again. And through us, Hallelujah. It's not us that are doing it, but we are willing vessels, amen, hallelujah, that are lending ourselves, opening ourselves up to be used for God's glory in the earth, to touch each other, amen. We're the hands that touch. We're the arms that wrap around. We're that soothing, calming, loving voice, amen. We're the ones that are face-to-face with our loved ones, friends, and associates and people, maybe even we don't know, amen, that they look into our eyes and see the love of Jesus in us. Hallelujah. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Savior of the world. We are his church. We are his body. Hallelujah. And we have to show the love of God at every turn, at every chance that we get. So let's be passionate about it. Amen. Let's so that we can all see the wondrous things that God has done and is doing, that we can all see the mighty hand of God move in all of our lives. Amen. So someday you may have to be strength for me. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm strength for you today, and you'll be strength for me tomorrow, the next time. Praise God. That we'll be strength for someone else. And, amen, we'll be able to point them toward Jesus, and they can get the answers that they need. Hallelujah. Even if that answer is through his grace and his mercy, his loving kindness, amen, his tender mercies, hallelujah, his peace. Because when you are in, amen, over your head and you feel like you're drowning, you feel like the weight of the world is on you, hallelujah, and the peace of God that passes all understanding comes upon you, hallelujah, it's indescribable, hallelujah. And that's what we pray, that's what we want for everyone that's going through a tough time right now, that's going through a difficult time, that's going through hardship, that's going through situations and circumstances that they just don't understand and won't understand unless they are comforted by the Comforter. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, unless they are consoled by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Amen. We are just overjoyed again to be with you on this Blog Talk Radio from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. Amen. Headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, our founder and apostle is Dr. Mary Ogburn. Praise God. Amen. And Dr. Ogburn is just a wonderful woman of God. The church is an awesome body of believers. Amen. If you're looking for a church home and you are in the Baltimore, Maryland, Laurel, Maryland, Washington, D.C., any of those surrounding areas, the DMV, amen. Amen. Contact Sunshine of Faith. Hallelujah. International Ministries. And amen. They'll be able to give you information on service times and location. Praise God. Amen. And they'll love you with the love of Christ right through your circumstance and situations. Amen. Praise God. You can also contact us, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, No. 2, Incorporated, Lakeland, Florida. I'm Pastor Terry White. I love the wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. We are available. Our church is located in Lakeland, Florida at 1313 North Cumbie Road. 1313 North Cumbie Road, Lakeland, Florida. Amen. Sunday morning is 11:30 a.m. We have morning worship, and it's the Holy Ghost good time. Amen. If you're ever in the area, come and join us. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can phone me, prayer, counseling. Amen. We'd love to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Stand with you. Amen. 863-279-2332 is my number. You can contact me anytime, 863 279-2332. Call, amen, and we'll pray with you. We'll agree with you in prayer. We'll believe God with you, for you, amen. And we also solicit your prayers, amen. Praise God. If you want to contact our ministry in Florida, praise God, you can contact us at P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. That's 8032, Lakeland, Florida, Sunshine of Faith, International Ministries, number 2, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. Amen. You won't regret it. You can partner with this great ministry. Praise God. And even if you donate your ministry gift to our headquarters church or the number 2 church, amen, we'll make sure that it goes where you have designated, amen, if you'd like to give. Praise God. But Jesus loves you, and so do we, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye. Okay, so imagine. Yeah. Oh.